Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
A former All-Ireland winning hurler has walked free from court this afternoon after he was cleared of charges relating to the alleged assault of a 12-year-old boy. Niall Gilligan from Six Mile Bridge in County Clare had denied assault causing harm to the injured child, he insisting he had used reasonable force to defend himself after his property was subject to incidents of vandalism. Drive Time's John Cook was at Ennis Circuit Court for the verdict and is with me now. Remind us about the background to this case firstly, John.
Yes, Cormac. This case centred around the events of the evening of October 5th, 2023 at a former hostel known as the Jamaica Inn in Six Mile Bridge in Clare, which the court heard Niall Gilligan was trying to sell at the time. The 48-year-old auctioneer and former All-Ireland winning hurler from Ross Row, Kilmurry, Six Mile Bridge, pleaded not guilty to assault causing harm to a 12-year-old boy with a stick at the hostel after he confronted the youth while dealing with ongoing incidents of vandalism at the property. During the trial, the court heard the 12-year-old boy sustained a fractured bone in his left hand in the incident. Medical reports showed he had a 2-centimetre wound to his right forearm and shin, bruising to his right shoulder, and medics believed he lost consciousness briefly. Photographs of the boy's injuries were shown to the jury of 7 men and 5 women, along with the mud-stained clothes he was wearing at the time, and the court heard he'd been treated first at a VHI clinic before being brought to University Hospital Limerick. In a written statement prepared for Gardaí in Shannon, Niall Gilligan said the youth and others had broken into his building and caused extensive damage, including lighting a fire, releasing fire extinguishers, breaking windows and writing graffiti. He insisted he acted in a reasonable manner to protect himself from injury and assault from a person or persons unknown to him that night, adding he could only see that he was dealing with a male youth when he grabbed him by his coat and brought him out of the building, going to the back of the premises, he said, to see what the other or where the other intruders had got to. When we got entangled in the dark, he said, falling on top of each other on a slippery path under trees. He said he walked the youth to the front gate, telling him never enter his property again. Mr. Gilligan said he felt sorry for the boy, but the incident wouldn't have happened if he and others hadn't broken into the property. Video evidence of a specialist Gardaí interview with the alleged child victim heard the boy describe, though, how Gilligan whacked him with full force with a wooden stick and kept hitting him. Under cross-examination, after giving evidence by video link, the now 14-year-old boy admitted it was his third time to go to the property owned by Mr. Gilligan. He had taken keys, he said, and set off fire extinguishers with a friend, Cormac.
Can you tell me more, John, about the arguments made in Niall Gilligan's defence and also what the prosecution had to say?
Well, his defence counsel, Barrister Patrick Wims, said the boy's injuries were clearly regrettable, but Niall Gilligan didn't know he was dealing with a child and did not create the situation. He was at the end of his tether over vandalism to the vacant property he was trying to sell, he said. Counsel for the Director of Public Prosecutions, Sarah Jane Comerford, said the former Clare hurler had lost control when he punished the boy for damage to the former Jamaica Inn hostel. Instead of picking him up after he slipped and bringing him home to tell his parents, she said he'd hit him and lost it in anger and frustration in a case she described as the story of a man who'd lost his cool. But counsel for Mr. Gilligan said that in no way had the 1997 All-Ireland winning hurler tried to suggest he was entitled to punish the boy. He put forward the defence of reasonable force. He said his client believed he was under siege in the dark that night at the former Jamaica Inn hostel. He needed to make an instant decision, adding how Mr. Gilligan was a family man with young children and no previous convictions, having given a clear, credible and fulsome account of what had happened, Cormac.
So tell us, John, about the verdict in this case delivered around lunchtime today, isn't that right?
That's right. After 4 days of evidence before Judge Francis Comerford, the jury had been deliberating yesterday and considered its verdict into today's sitting of the Circuit Court in Ennis for more than 5 hours in total. At around 12 o'clock, they were recalled to ask if they could reach a unanimous verdict in the charges against Niall Gilligan, to which the foreman replied, no. The judge then gave the 7 men and 5 women the option of a majority verdict in which at least 10 or 11 of them must agree on a decision. And less than an hour later, an knock was heard from the jury room door, indicating they wished to return that majority verdict, in which they found Niall Gilligan not guilty on two charges, one of assault causing harm and one of producing a wooden stick capable of inflicting serious injury. Judge Comerford thanked the jury for their service, reminding them of the anonymity and confidentiality in the case based on the age of the alleged victim, and he said the matter was now concluded, Cormac.
Was there any reaction at all from the former Clare GAA All-Star as he left the court then?
No, Niall Gilligan sat silent and impassive near the front benches of the court as the not guilty verdicts were delivered. There were some cries of emotion heard from the back of the courtroom among members of his family and some words uttered by relatives of the alleged child victim. After conferring with his barrister and solicitor, Dara Hassett, the former All-Ireland winning Clare hurler left the court via a back door, his solicitor telling me that Niall Gilligan did not wish to make any comment.
OK, John Cook reporting from Circuit Court, the Circuit Court in Ennis in County Clare. Thank you very much indeed.